Bible reading number 106, Judges 4, verses 15 through 24. Barak attacked Sisera. During Barak's attack, Yahweh threw Sisera's army and the charioteers into a panic. Barak and his soldiers started hacking away with their swords. Sisera left his own chariot and ran away on foot. Then Barak and his men chased Sisera's chariots and his army to Harosheth Hagoyim. They used their swords to kill all of Sisera's army. Not even one of them was left alive. Now Sisera fled on foot to the tent of Jael. She was the wife of Heber the Kenite. Heber the Kenite's household was at peace with Jabin the king of Hazor. Jael went out to meet Sisera. She said to him, "Sir, come into my tent. Come right in. Don't be afraid." So Sisera went into Jael's tent, and she covered him with a heavy blanket. Sisera said to Jael, "I'm very thirsty. Please give me some water to drink." But she opened a leather bag containing milk, and she gave him a drink. Then she covered him up. Then Sisera said to Jael, "Go stand at the entrance to the tent. If anyone comes by and asks you, 'Is a man here?' then say, 'No.'" But Jael, the wife of Heber, took a tent peg and grabbed a hammer, and she quietly crept up on Sisera. Since he was exhausted, he was sound asleep. Then she drove the tent peg right through the side of Sisera's head and pounded it into the ground. And so Sisera died. Later, while still chasing Sisera, Barak came to Jael's tent. Jael went out to meet Barak and said to him, "Come here, I will show you the man you are looking for." So Barak entered the tent. And look, Sisera was lying there dead, with the tent peg through his head. On that day God defeated Jabin, the king of Canaan, in front of the Israelites. The Israelites pressed harder and harder against Jabin, the king of Canaan. Finally, they destroyed him.